Good Tuesday morning. I'm Jake Sherman, and welcome to your Politico Playbook Flash Briefing, sponsored by the Coalition for Affordable Prescription Drugs.
And I'm Anna Palmer. After weeks of wondering if it was going to come together, House Republicans released their Obamacare bill yesterday. In what should be a surprise to no one, the political reality is this isn't going to be a walk in the park. Conservatives already hate the bill, and it has only been out for 12 or so hours.
Goodness gracious, the knives are out early. Senator Rand Paul is joining the House Freedom Caucus this afternoon to pan the legislation and call for an immediate vote on an earlier repeal bill that Republicans voted on when Obama was president. Back when Obama was president, Republicans passed repeal bills all the time, and they went nowhere. Of course, supporters of the bill are trying to get conservatives to simmer down. Here's their argument. The bill repeals taxes, reforms entitlements, strips funding from Planned Parenthood, and kicks Medicaid control to the states. Basically, this is everything Republicans have been asking for years.
While it's a win for Republicans that they even got the bill into text form, Trump is still feeling the heat. His Republican congressional counterparts aren't backing his wiretapping claim. Neither Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell or Speaker Paul Ryan addressed Trump's allegations. Our colleague Michael Crowley also has a piece on how even the Kremlin-backed media is now turning on Trump.
Meanwhile, our colleague Shane Goldbacher has a piece out this morning about what might be the worst job in Washington, working for the White House communications operation. The job is hard in the best of circumstances when you have a president that sticks to message. Of course, Donald Trump is extraordinarily unpredictable.
In the juice, SCOTUS nominee Neil Gorsuch is back on Capitol Hill, meeting with Senators Bob Menendez of New Jersey, Bill Nelson of Florida, Al Franken of Minnesota, and Martin Heinrich of New Mexico. House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi will appear on CBS this morning at 8 a.m. to talk about Trump's ban, Obamacare, and other news of the day. And the White House has officially listed their summer 2017 internship application.
At the White House today, the president will meet with the House Deputy Whip Team, the lawmakers charged with the daily nitty-gritty of vote counting. He's also holding a phone call with the Kenyan president, having lunch with Senator Lindsey Graham, a policy discussion with Senators Tom Cotton and David Perdue, a meeting with AFL-CIO President Richard Trumka, and an evening visit with the Boy Scouts of America. We're most interested in the lunch with Senator Lindsey Graham, who has jousted with Donald Trump over the years. A few things for your radar. We have a live playbook interview with Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell Thursday in Washington. We head to South by Southwest for an event on Monday. Get all the information at politico.com/playbook.